Hello?
Yes, hello, I'm Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we can definitely go ahead and proceed in that case since you're in a safe place. In which state do you currently live, California or others?
California.
Okay, in which country, in which county in California do you currently live, Madera?
Yes.
Okay, that's right. See here in front. Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Almost all or all?
All.
All of them, right, okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, may I please ask you first, in what year were you born?
Well, I don't really want to give too much of my information out.
That's right. No worries. And to which of the following age groups do you belong? Between 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay. Yeah, and also thank you so much, ma'am. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian?
American Indian and white.
Oh, there are mixed race. Okay, white and American Indian,
yes.
You said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's go ahead and proceed in that case. And also, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
2 years of college.
2 years of college degree. Okay, thank you. And getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Are you kidding me? No, God, the man is an idiot.
Oh, you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Oh, God, no, because the man, all the monsters in the world are getting away with what they're doing thanks to him. Are you kidding me?
Okay, would you say you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove in this case?
Strongly disapprove of him.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from the district?
Yeah, we're neither one, but we strongly are voting for Trump, and that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, so would you say you're leaning towards Republican then? You would probably vote for in this district. Okay,
because we voted Democrat before too, because we're not either one.
Got
but
it.
We're strongly Republican this time because we're voting for Trump.
should I record your response as Republican then?
Yeah.
Okay. And next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose. Favorable.
I don't really know. I've got to read more about her because I do read all the issues and try to. So I don't really know very much about her. So I don't know, maybe.
Oh, would you say you have no opinion? Never heard of her.
Yeah, no opinion yet because I have to read about her issues. That's why when they send me a ballot, I read everything.
Definitely.
Yeah, so. So I don't really know enough about her yet,
Exactly, and that's what the survey intends to do as well, to shed some light on these topics to all persons. How about Donald Trump?
Oh, definitely. We are voting for him, both my husband and I, both, definitely.
You would say you have a favorable opinion?
Very favorable, yes. And we voted for him in the past, and we're going to vote for him now.
How about Esmeralda Soria, ma'am?
I don't really know. Again, I've got to read more of the issues about this.
Okay. Would you say you never heard her, or you have no opinion?
I never really heard very much about her, no. Yeah.
Okay. And how about Kamala Harris? Favorable and favorable?
Oh, God. Oh, hell no.
Okay, go ahead. Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable, no. Because she's changed her views so many times that, you know, no.
Totally understandable. And your opinions are really important, and we thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state as assembly? Border security, climate change, jobs and the economy, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, education, abortion, crime and public safety, healthcare, homelessness.
Boy, that's a hard one because there's more than one answer to that. Definitely borders. Definitely
border
the borders
security.
Because my husband and I have had 5 loved ones murdered. So, you know, that's a big issue right now. But the economy, definitely true. But, yeah, border issues. We've had 5 loved ones murdered, and, you know, they were innocent people just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so border issues, definitely.
Let's select that one as your final answer in that case, border issues.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And thinking ahead up to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices from 0 to 10?
Oh, yeah. Definitely 10, you know, because we always vote. And I read, like I said, I read all the issues, and then I go with my husband, and then we usually agree with what we vote on. But, yeah, definitely 10, I guess, is the top number, I guess.
It is. Extremely
10,
motivated. Sounds extremely motivated. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Definitely Donald Trump. Definitely.
Thank you. And if the electoral state
both
assembly...
Both my husband and I.
Oh, wow. Your opinion, your guys' opinion are really important.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for sure. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
I don't really know on that one because, like I said, when I get the ballot thing and I read all their issues, what they're for and against, then usually we make up our mind. So I don't really know enough about them to state that.
Correct.
One.
In
yeah.
Which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean towards Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, or Republican auditor member? If you lean towards...
Leaning towards Joanna Garcia, you know.
Okay.
I think.
Leaning towards Garcia Rose, probably.
Yeah, but that may change, you know. I mean.
Yeah, just leaning then, right? Should I record your answer
yeah.
as leaning towards Garcia Rose? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Moving on, would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Yeah, it's definitely because we're in Central California, and. A lot of our farmers and ranchers, the water shortage, the economy, the borders, mm-hmm. everything is just going to pot, you know, and yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Your answer is the wrong track then? It's going to,
yeah, the wrong president, you know, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty seriously, has gone on the wrong track. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Increased, Definitely. Like I said, my husband and I, we've had 5 loved ones murdered, innocent people, happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And yeah, so we really need help in that, definitely. And that's what we're hoping Trump will get in and fix everything, hopefully.
Indeed. And also moving forward, here's switching gears a little bit now on a different topic. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate or no?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. And next, I'd like to read a few statements to you that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely?
Oh, more likely, definitely.
And would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. More likely or less likely?
More likely, definitely. They need to be send these sons of bitches to prison and throw away the keys. More likely, definitely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, yes.
Thank you. The next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. More likely or less likely to support her for that?
More likely, definitely more likely.
Much more likely? Okay. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely?
Yes, much more likely, yes.
Thank you. Now, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investment with the information they learn while in public office. More likely or less likely?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. Maybe much more likely, but I'd have to read more about that. But, yeah, maybe much more likely.
Okay, indeed. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Probably Rose.
It
may change, you know, like I said, I read everything and try to, hopefully they're not lying through their teeth,
indeed.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally. And that's why what we're trying to do here, we're being completely neutral. As a matter of fact, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign.
Okay.
After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. And the first one is, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely or less likely?
No, less likely. Yeah. I mean, why should she get help? Yeah, less likely. Because I don't think she should get paid for, you know, for what she's running for. I mean, I can see getting paid for a lot of reasons, but yeah, less likely for that.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely. I'd have to read more about it, but I'm guessing that.
The next one says, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. More likely or less likely?
Less likely, no.
Yeah, would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely? Or no difference?
Well, like I said, I have to read more, but I think much less likely, yeah.
The next is a politician, Esmeralda Soria, has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much more likely or much less likely? Both for her, somewhat less likely or somewhat much.
On that one, much less likely, yeah.
Much less likely. Mm-hmm. And now the next one says, Esmeralda, sorry, support a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents. And then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Yeah.
More likely or less likely?
Less, much less likely. No, right. I won't vote for her, you know.
And that's what your opinion is important, and we appreciate it. Now, the next one says, well, families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table. Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. More likely or less likely?
Less likely, yeah. Why should we pay for their bills? You know, my husband and I both worked. I worked half the time when I was pregnant, and I never got maternity leave or anything like that. And we started the hard way. And why should the hell should we pay for them to sit on their ass and, you know, get a lot of benefits and stuff? That's not really fair to us, you know. We did the hard way. Why can't they, you know?
Would you say much less likely? Much less likely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The
next one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more food for food, groceries, and gas because of it. More likely or less likely?
Less likely, yeah.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely. Why should we pay for, you know, a lot more, you know, they don't have to do it, but we should have to. That's not really fair for us, you know.
Indeed. The survey indicates here now that you have heard some more information. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Yeah, maybe Rose, I'm guessing, you know. I'd have to read more, but, you know, I do. I try to read everything, and hopefully they're not lying, you know. But, yeah,
exactly.
Probably Rose, yeah.
It's totally understandable. Thank you for your opinion. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, yes. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Yeah, right now we're voting because we've been independent for years, but, you know, we've changed back and forth so many times. But right now we're Republican, definitely.
Okay.
Do you think of yourself as
closer? Okay, Republican, right?
Yeah.
You're a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Oh, gosh, that one. Yeah, maybe not so strong. I mean, because
we
voted Democrat before, too. It just depends on who's running.
Correct. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Maybe conservative, you know. But that might change, too. But right now, maybe conservative.
Exactly. And would you say that you're very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative, I'm thinking.
Correct. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I'm pro-life because I can't see punishing a poor baby for how it got there, you know. I think there should be another alternative to abortion.
It's totally understandable, ma'am. And
now,
some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most issues. On other issues, would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would, or no, you wouldn't?
Because we're all entitled to our own opinion, you know, and if they believe in abortion, that's their belief, you know. I can't say they're wrong, but I think so, but I can't say
you wouldn't. Exactly. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And moving forward, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, definitely.
Okay.
I've been voted for him many years and will vote for him again.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what your opinion is very important, man. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your opinion. It's very important. This is that's it, man. We're it's over. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And you have a good day and good luck on your surveys.
Oh, thank you so much. You're very welcome. Have a great day too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.